Jess, maybe it didn't go the way you wanted, but you got to be happy with the season.
Yeah, I guess it's all a bit too sore at the minute to kind of reflect like that. It was disappointing because, you know, even at half time we were still there or thereabouts. Quarter one and two, we dragged it back to, I think, a margin of two or three in both occasions, but at the end of those quarters we allowed it to blow out. But at half time we were still very much in the game, and so quarter three was a bit of a decider, really, and that's a difficult pill to swallow. But it was nice to see us still compete and contest in quarter four, but it's not enough. In finals you've got to turn up, and I just think ultimately we were outplayed in patches today and that cost us the result.
Strong team performance throughout anyway. That kind of thing's been building through the season, so anyone in particular you were pleased with today?
I think it's difficult.
Proper group effort?
Yeah, it was a real group effort. I think we maybe weren't afforded, the whistle was in the game too much today, as in like we needed to find ways in which to win ball back, which kept the whistle out of the game. That's not me saying there was any issue with it, it's just that where maybe we've been able to win clean ball in the past, as soon as you go down in a game you're on the hunt for ball, you've got to find ball as well as convert off your attacking possession, and we were too wasteful off our attacking possession in patches, and at the same time although we were contesting ball we weren't always coming out on the right side of that, so I guess that just compounded the issue, and that's why we were never able to really get ourselves levelling up. I think if we'd have managed to get ourselves at least level in that game, I think you would have seen a different Team Bath group again in terms of mentally. They would have most probably kicked on. We've demonstrated in those last second half of the season we've come from behind against Storm. We were five down at half time against them, and they're a really tough team to beat from coming from behind. So we know we arrived here with everything and every experience we needed, but today they were just Loughborough pressured us, and at times we were just a bit too loose, and you know there was lots of great stuff within it, there always has been for us all year, and I think people have you know, we've been the underdogs coming into this match, and rightly so because of where we finished. We get that, we understand the win-loss ratio and we haven't beaten Loughborough, but I think we know and we believe that we're good enough to make a final and to go on and win the championship, and we're still that championship winning potential team, but it's not going to be 2017, so what we're left with is third, and we need to at least match our achievements of last year, because this team looked too good to walk away with anything other than, you know, third place tomorrow. So how we debrief now is absolutely critical. We don't want to leave this weekend and just let tomorrow pass us by, so we need to absorb what happened, move on. We've shown that we can bounce back in previous matches, and this group are far too talented, and they'll be really determined to come out tomorrow and put the pride back in Team Bath.
Will you look at today's game ahead of tomorrow? Is that gone? Let's just get on with tomorrow.
I think there are a couple of things we need to look at. We need to look at how we can win ball cleanly so that we know that turnover rate can come back up, and we just need to reassess some things in attack. But like you say, it's going to be much more concentrated. It's a different team tomorrow we're going to play. So again, in terms of style, we just need to think about, reassess whether it's Thunder or Wasp, what's worked well when we've played that team, and just take a few learnings from today. But yeah, not dwelling on today at all. I think that won't do anyone any good. So we just need to bin it, really, and just bring the positives into tomorrow.